Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 122, and it's a Monday, December 17, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas everyone. Happy holidays and happy Kwanzaa, all the, what else? and all the other holidays. So I hope you guys are having a good one.
What's my favorite one? I can't remember. It's the spaghetti.
The Pastafarian one.
Pastafarian, yeah.
Happy Festivus. Happy Festivus from Seinfeld, remember? So this is the show where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. So, Ray, why were you sick this weekend?
Because my family made me sick while I was at home for the funeral.
Yeah, so everyone there out there listening. So what happened last week was Ray was out of town for a family emergency for a funeral. And Gary last week was gracious enough to join me to podcast last week. So thank you, Gary. And Ray is back home. And yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, Ray. And I hope you're feeling better now.
Well, it's starting to clear up. I just got a lot of congestion. I'm not feeling as yucky as I was Saturday. So, but it's just a lot of snot.
Oh, gross. Okay. I bet you are. So, are you okay tomorrow with having steak, even if you're having a lot of snot?
I can eat steak, sick or not sick. Oh, trust me. Yep. I can eat steak.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know how I like my steak?
Medium rare. Medium rare.
Right.
That's right. So I was bored this weekend. I was just home all weekend, just cleaning up, doing chores and everything, doing some shopping. And most of my shopping is done already. And I went to Comcast because I have Comcast as my provider, internet provider, also my DVR provider. I gave up my DVR. I'm not using my DVR anymore. Ever since you left, Ray, I never used it. So why pay more? Just send it back. So I sent it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm saving $30. $30 just to return this with 20 plus. Yeah. So, wow. I should have done this a long time ago. I thought I would sometimes watch with it using it, but I realized I don't really need it, so no more DVR. You save $20 plus, so that's good. Anyway, what else happened to you, Ray?
Most stuff you can find on demand, or you can find it on demand, or it's either floating on the interwebs somewhere.
I'm talking about online, yeah, Hulu and stuff like that.
Stuff. So
yeah, I did buy the Hulu one. You know, $12 a year. It was a treat from last month from. It was a promo from Hulu, $12 a year. Yeah, a dollar a month. So I took that. But when 1 year comes in, I'm going to cancel it. I don't really need it.
Yeah.
What is it? I might be able to watch some stuff in it. Anyway, so what happened to you? What else happened to you last weekend, Ray?
Let's see. I baked while I was sick. I put my little Home Depot mask on and my rubber gloves, and I just baked away. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday night, I went to my first Las Posada, which is a traditional Mexican party called a Posada, where family, friends, and neighbors get together. Posada is a reenactment of the census pilgrimage to Bethlehem by Mary and Joseph in search of a room. The Posada celebration will include a pastorella, the story of the birth of Jesus Christ performed as a comedy. So, and it was pretty funny. It was very much like a telenovela.
Oh.
And it was all done in Spanish, so I didn't understand half of what they were saying. But the little gay guy understood when his name was Sin. He came out and said he was on Grindr, and the devil told him to get off Grindr. It was nothing but trouble.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I actually had a reference to that. That's interesting. Posada, I guess.
It's a gay church, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. Posada. So, Posada, I'm thinking if there is a reenactment, the same in the Philippines, but it's called different, you know, different Catholic or different churches. I guess it's always different, or different denominations.
Yeah.
So a Posada is here in the U.S., I guess. In the Philippines, it's called something else. I don't even remember. It's been a long time since I've been to any of those.
But y'all had other, but the Philippines had other reasons to celebrate this week besides the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yes, of course, the gay Super Bowl in the Philippines. It's Miss Universe.
That's right. Those pageant mad. That's right. Those pageant mad Philippines celebrate Miss Universe win.
Uh huh.
The Philippines, a country obsessed with beauty pageants, is celebrating its fourth Miss Universe win, sparking a wave of pride and support online. Catriona Gray beat her global contestants in her early morning final in Bangkok, Thailand on Monday.
So, yeah, so, Catriona Gray, congratulations. And I'm sure lots of gays are screaming and that she won. And if you look at her, well, her name is Gray. I know she's a mestiza or a probably half Filipina, half Caucasian. I'm not sure. Maybe Spanish. I'm really not sure. I'm just guessing right now. But Catriona Gray, I'm happy that the Philippines won. Yes, I should be celebrating like those gay guys on the bed with their pajamas on. I should be doing that, jumping around. But
And he's referencing a video that was posted on the Asians and Bears website with the little Filipino guy, muscular Filipino guy, going all crazy on the bed with his family watching him.
Yeah,
when she won.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So yeah, congratulations to the Philippines, my home country, for winning, for having a Miss Catriona.
Your ex-home country.
Well, my ex-home country, yeah. Catriona Gray, I'm happy that Miss Philippines won. Awesome. All right, let's go to our stories, Ray. What is our first story here?
You want to take that one?
I'll take this one. Okay. So this is interesting because, well, it's bad, but what can we do? It's kind of the pattern that we have been experiencing in this administration. So Trump quietly shuts down HIV cure research to appease the religious right. So scientists are speaking out against a directive by the Trump administration that has shut down research into a cure for HIV. A scientist who was supposed to supply mice that have been modified with human fetal tissue for an HIV study emailed researchers that the Department of Health and Human Services has directed me to discontinue procuring fetal tissue. This effectively stops all of our research to discover a cure for HIV, he wrote. A pause in research that uses aborted fetal tissue, something Christian conservatives strongly oppose, was announced by the Trump administration this past September. The move will affect numerous biomedical research programs. Congressional Republicans have tried to ban all fetal tissue research for years to appease the religious right. 85 Republican House members wrote a letter to the head of the FDA asking for a ban on fetal tissue research shortly before the pause was announced. The ban has long been a goal of the anti-abortion industry and has been part of the most recent attacks on Planned Parenthood. The group was falsely accused of selling aborted fetuses earlier this year. In a statement...
Yeah, and they lost the lawsuit.
Yep. Planned Parenthood did, or the opposing...
No, the guy who... Planned Parenthood won the lawsuit because the guy was falsely posting that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spreading that rumor.
Yep. You know, so in a statement in NIH said that there is only a pause in place on the research, which is an action NIH thought was prudent given the examination of the procurements. We were all poised to go when the bombshell was dropped, said Warner Green, director of the Gladstone Center for HIV Cure Research. Green was about to collaborate with the Montana Lab on HIV research when the project came to a halt. So the decision completely knocked our collaboration off the rails. We were devastated. So that's the word from them. And this is a very long article. So just to tell the story short, I have an opinion on this one, Ray. What is wrong with using fetal tissue? And this is already dead tissue. And we use cadavers.
Well, they take the
for studies.
Well, they use the tissue to create humanized mice, so they have the same cellular makeup that humans do so they can test any HIV vaccines and treatments.
Yeah. Okay. So
because nothing else is close enough to us to do that.
I feel like
so they have to engineer smart mice, humanized mice.
Yeah. So, okay, reading this article, I feel like it's a little bit somewhat misleading because of HIV cure. It actually affects all cures, all research, by the looks of it. There's a part here that it not only HIV cure, but also other research that is not necessarily for HIV. Yep. So, I don't know. This kind of, I feel like the story is a little bit sensationalized. But bottom line, it shuts down any kind of cure research which affects which uses fetal tissue, and so any kind of it just so happened that HIV cure is also one of them, and I don't know. I feel like the story from LGBTQ Nation is kind of misleading. It's incomplete. I feel like it's incomplete. That's my opinion on this one. In any case, though. What can we be surprised with? You know, Trump has that agenda of satisfying or making the religious right happy, but not everyone who's going to be happy with the or even benefit with the study that can come from this. So, what is wrong with it, Ray? I mean, do you agree that using fetal tissue is bad?
No, I think that. The abortions were legal. The women chose to donate the fetal tissue. So it was used to genetic engineer mice for scientific testing. So they don't have to use other animals, which are larger and harder to take care of. I mean, people talk about animal testing and they get all wound up when you're testing on monkeys and stuff. So the next best thing is to genetically engineer a mouse that has the same human immune system. So, but to do that, they need fetal tissue. Mm-hmm. And so, that's probably the easiest way to produce these mice to get that so that there's a demand of testing subjects to test the different incarnations of the drugs they're trying to create.
Yeah. So you do agree that fetal tissue use is good. I mean, yes, I think so too. And it's just that, you know, our current administration is not really.
And the whole reason they use fetal tissue is because at that point in time, it's not locked into anything, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I know what
it's
you mean.
It's kind of like we can take it.
It's
we can kind of take it and make anything out of it.
Yeah, I agree. It's something that that
it had been completely locked into what it's going to be. So
yeah,
so they can tweak it and do other things with it. Yeah. So
it's beneficial. Anyway, so yeah. As usual, two steps backwards for humanity.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it just shut it down in the U.S. It has not shut it down in other countries that do this. There are other countries that do this, and they're just fine with it.
Yep. I'm sure Europe has advancements, and we're behind again.
So, yeah. As usual, because we've got a dumbass president.
Yep. All right, let's go to the next one, Ray.
Okay. Knowing just one gay person shifts attitudes. People who met and became acquainted with at least one gay person were more likely to later change their minds about marriage equality and become more accepting of gay and lesbian people in general, research shows. Sociologists have long proposed that when people establish certain relationships, they may change their attitudes about issues, often referred to as the contact effect, explains Daniel Della Posta, assistant professor of sociology at Penn State and an affiliate of the Institute for Cyberscience. For example, sociologists have debated whether knowing a person with a different sexual orientation can influence attitudes on larger issues such as the acceptance of gay rights and marriage equality. However, prior to this study, the theory had yet to face rigorous testing. What I thought we needed in this area was a test to contact a hypothesis that was conservative, perhaps overly conservative, using the most stringent test we could possibly devise, says Della Posta. Della Posta examined the data from 2006, 2008 and 2010 editions of General Social Survey, or GSS, a sociological survey of opinions that Americans hold on a range of issues. In 2006, about 45% of the people who had a gay lesbian acquaintance expressed support for same-sex marriage. By 2010, that figure had increased to 61%. In 2006, only 22% of the people who did not have a gay or lesbian acquaintance said they approved of same-sex marriage. That number fell to 18% in 2010. Del Paso says the survey data do not reveal exactly when these relationships began, which makes the test more rigorous. By taking people in that 2006 baseline who were acquainted with gay and lesbian people and comparing them with other people who were similar in all visible regards, including their measured attitude towards same-sex marriage and gay and lesbian people at the 2006 baseline who are not acquainted with the gay and lesbian people, you can get really conservative tests of the contact hypothesis, says Della Pasta, who reports his finding in the journal Socius. But the findings could clarify how gay and lesbian people who came out affected the general acceptance of gay and lesbian people. In the 1973 GSS, just 11% of Americans felt homosexual is not wrong at all. By 2016, that number had grown to 52%. Della Pasta suggests that coming out may facilitate more contact with gay and lesbian people, which then accelerates an attitude of change about issues that affect the gay community. So basically, if you keep reading the article, the more you people that come out and the more people that know that you're gay and you work with and you socialize with and you're open about your life, you know, you don't have to tell them everything, but they know that you're gay and that you have a partner and you have kids and all this other stuff. It changes their thought processes.
Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of people, I think, are just on the fence about, oh, I don't know anybody, it doesn't affect me. But I think more and more as gay characters, people come out, there's more information out there, people understand it more, and I think it's accepted more just because of the fact that 30 years ago, it was a different story. People didn't come out. Nobody knew anybody that was gay. They all had that one strange uncle that nobody had anything to do with, and he was supposedly gay, but you never dealt with him. So,
yeah.
So I think that it's just one of those things that says, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I know that when actors come out and stuff, it's kind of like a big deal and this, that, and the other. And I understand that they need their privacy. Everybody should have their right to privacy. But also that coming out and standing up for who they are and letting the world know who they are helps in this process. Just like when you're at work and you're working with coworkers, and once you get used to them, you can bring it up that you're gay or whatever. So, you know.
Usually when I talk to people like that, I just say my partner and I, not necessarily husband, because
yeah.
I prefer my partner and I would do this, him and I are doing this and this and that. So I agree that people knowing who you are and that you're just like any other person, it becomes normalized for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. But it does change people's thinking. And encourage this. I mean, you can start coming out. People can just start coming out, and it's very beneficial for you because you don't have to hide anything. And it's 28, plus it's 2018. People have advanced. People have grown, and people have already matured. So,
Well, somehow. But I mean, the opposite of this is ever since Trump came onto the national spotlight, the hate crimes have increased.
Yeah,
the white supremacy stuff's popped back up. All stuff that he says he doesn't support, but in the background, it looks like he's right in the middle of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So it's that whole thing that if people thinks it's okay, then they can change your attitudes and be open about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people 6 years ago that wouldn't have said a hateful word to somebody in their workplace, but today they're like, well, shit, Trump's doing it. I can do it too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
It was just sad. So you're saying, by the looks of it, the negative goes the same way, right? Just
yes,
like what
I think the more
because it is now, you know, having a very prominent figure like the president right now, that he would not chastise these groups about hating gays and hating Jews and things like that, and it becomes normalized to other people. So the negative also.
Yeah, it's like, okay, the president doesn't accept these people. Why should I?
Yeah. Well, it's more like
the president gets that like an asshole on national forum. Why can't I?
Well, he doesn't really say that, but he doesn't express his what do you call this? He doesn't express his disagreement. his...
Yes.
He doesn't chastise them. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't say that, oh, that's... He doesn't... not necessarily he doesn't condone, that he condones it, but he just doesn't punish them, or he doesn't say anything against them. Oh.
Yeah,
he doesn't say anything against them. So if not, then it's okay. I mean, that's what's that's the message that's being... So the negative, what I'm saying is just the negative is also the same, which is sad.
Yeah, so, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got to try to keep it positive.
That's right. All right, let's go to the geek. Okay, so this is connected to your post below on our notes, Ray. So anyway, I put this as the geek because it is very important because, you know, we have people we have lost because of suicide. So lawmakers pushed to create a 3-digit suicide hotline number, which is important because it will be easier to call for help. So in the letter addressed to FCC, Senator Ron Wyden urged commissioners to create a 3-digit 911 style suicide hotline number. The Oregon senator cites the CDC's report that more than 40,000 Americans died by suicide in 2017. I write on behalf of those struggling with mental health issues, our veterans struggling with PTSD, and for those impacted by the tragedy of suicide. Wyden writes, I urge you to designate a 3-digit code as a behavioral health and suicide crisis lifeline. And thank you for your consideration, it says. While the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline launched on 800 line in 2004, many believe the number is too long and cumbersome for those reaching out in their time of need. The letter floats the idea of using 611. Yes, the 3 digits only. 3611, that's the suggestion. So the call echoes a similar push last week by Senator Orrin Hatch and Representative Chris Stewart to designate the number, which is currently used to report phone service problems by some U.S. and Canadian carriers. Still, it's widely regarded as the most reasonable 3-digit option currently available. So we believe 611 is a simple, easy-to-remember number, and it is the best... and is the best option for the 3-digit dialing code for the National Suicide Prevention Line, they wrote in the letter. So this undertaking is of utmost national importance. The simple change can connect millions of Americans with life-saving resources, including veterans that find themselves in crisis. So a National Suicide Prevention Hotline Improvement Act was passed and signed into law in August. So the current National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255 or 1-800-273-TALK. So it's good that they are simplifying this. And, you know, what 3-digit numbers do we have that is so easy to remember, Ray?
411, 911, yep. 311.
What's 311?
That's used when most cities use that. Larger cities use that to get like city services.
Oh, city service. Wait, say it again.
Yeah. City services.
City services.
Houston has a 311.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. It's good to know. See, I didn't know that. So 311, 411, and now we're gonna have a 611, which is good. It would help a lot of
people. Well, it's not gonna happen yet. They're trying to push
611. I understand, but so that's why we need to have some awareness in this one. But for the meantime, we can have a 1-800 number, which is a good start. 1-800, but some people think it's just too cumbersome or too lengthy to call.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, remember, guys. Let's push for this. I hope this happens by August, too, so we'll see. Let's go to the bizarre, Ray.
Okay, KFC now sells a fire log that will unleash the aroma of fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Have you bought one of these for your party yet, Maynard?
No, I just use candles.
'Tis the season. It's the perfect time to light up that fireplace. If you love fried chicken and imagine yourself in complete bliss, basking in the aroma of fried chicken, KFC is looking out for you. The fried chicken chain is now selling fire logs that smell like fried chicken. You read that right. Behold, the KFC 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log. The limited edition fire logs go on sale today for $18.99 at kfcfirelogs.com while supplies last. This isn't the first time KFC has sold something quite out of the ordinary. Back in 2016, the chain gave away 3,000 bottles of Colonel Sanders Extra Crispy Sunscreen, which smelled like fried chicken. The location quickly sold out.
Ooh.
So
that is funny with the sunscreen. But yeah, it's the fire logs. Can you light a fire log at your place right now?
No, we have gas logs that don't work.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think I have those too, but I just don't use them. Anyway, so yeah, it's interesting.
No, you do not have gas logs.
Oh, I just have to put them, right?
You'd have to put gas logs in, yes,
yeah,
you could.
Yeah, I could. Anyway, so it's interesting that we have, fried chicken smelling fire logs. And I don't know if I'm going to be interested with this. It's just weird. It's bizarre that they
do. You should have bought one of those and sent them home to your sister.
Oh, she can send it. Wait. In Florida, because do they use that? Or are you talking about in Manila?
In Manila.
Oh, really? They don't. Why?
Why? Well, she could cook, put burn it in the fire pit outside, and everybody in the neighborhood would be like, "Oh my God, she's cooking chicken! Smell like Jollibee up in here."
Smells like Jollibee up in here. Okay, that's a good one, Ray. But no, it's KFC, so it's a different smell. So I don't know. If you had a fireplace, would you light this up? I won't. It's hard enough to make this the house smell like something fried, or make the house smell like garlic, especially in my household. But
yeah, well, my household usually smells like bacon. So
bacon or fried chicken, which one would you like, Ray?
I don't know. Fried chicken might be interesting if you're like a party, if you're doing that just for shits and grins, but uh-huh. You know. Ooh. Depends on how strong it smells.
But if you have vegetarians or vegans coming into the house, and it would be, oh my God, it smells like somebody died.
For them, I make the lamb.
Make the lamb is vegetarian. Yeah, that's right, Ray. Okay, so I guess what is the next story? Oh, next story is actually about Julia Roberts. When is the last time we ever read about Julia Roberts? Good Lord, she's been out of the stories for the past decade or so. When was the last time she was on? Oh, she's got a TV show now on Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
but anyway,
okay.
So let's go with this story. So local newspaper major Julia Roberts typo goes viral. It's a major viral, my major fuck up. So this pretty woman is getting prettier all over, apparently. The Post Journal and Daily newspaper serving Jamestown, New York. Oh, that's where our friend Jeff lives. You know, Jeff and Michael. Just unleashed a hell of a typo on his 21,000 plus subscribers in a recent issue. An Associated Press story about Julia Roberts' recent TV and film performances headline. Julia Roberts finds life and her holes get better with age. So we shall all be lucky, they said. So the original...
Yeah, my hole gets better with age.
Yeah, I know. The the original headline for the AP Associated Press story can be seen in its original safe for work state on the New York Times website. Julia Roberts finds life and her roles get better with age. So, yeah, someone at the Post Journal deleted the parentheses, but then also inexplicably changed the vital R to an H. I'm sure it's a major typo. Maybe used a phone or something. So suffice it to say, some hapless Post Journal employee had a tough day at the RFS office. Oh my God. So this article had to do a joke about that one. So this is from QWERTY.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
Well, I thought that...
Yeah, it is bizarre. It's funny that we have... it brought Julia Roberts back into the limelight, right?
Yeah, so... Well, I mean, she was probably doing a press tour for a new TV show. And somebody... But see, this is the whole thing. Maybe Jeffrey needs to get a job being an editor. Isn't here Grandma Nazi?
Yeah, maybe. No, he's not. No, he's just... He's just OCD, but no, not the Grandma Nazi. No, he's not. But you should see
Jeffrey. Call us and let us know what you think about this. Should you be in charge of their editorial?
Yeah, we'll see.
Editing their stuff, make sure everything's right. So,
Julia Roberts. I haven't seen his TV show yet. Her TV show yet? Have you seen any?
I haven't either.
Yeah,
I hadn't been on Hulu in a while, but I'll probably start back next week because the Runaways start back.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, did you see All Stars 4 premiere this week, Maynard?
No. You watched it. I think Mike watched it.
I just Wayne can't did it. With you. I watched this. I watched the All Stars 4 episode and the Sabrina Christmas episode. Both were fabulous.
Oh, Sabrina. Just I'm looking forward to fabulous. Sabrina. I'll probably watch it tonight. Oh my God, this is a good thing you reminded me. Sabrina.
So, yeah. So, okay.
All right. So, well, let's just see first.
As we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. This, go ahead. Yeah.
National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. We can all help prevent suicide. The Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for people in distress, prevention, and crisis resources for you or your loved ones, and best practices for professionals. That number is 1-800-273-8255, as we said earlier from the earlier article. During this time of year, I know being around family is very stressful. The fact that maybe some of your family has disowned you or other crises in your life, it all kind of hits home and you get the holiday blues and everybody goes kind of downhill. So that's why I wanted to talk about this on this episode. If you're feeling this way, reach out to somebody. And if you don't have anybody to reach out to, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and talk to them.
Yes.
Because suicide is not the answer.
That is true. So remember the number, everyone, 1-800-273-8255. Well, this is actually before the holidays that we're posting this, and we're going to be busy. Ray and I are going to be busy during the holidays and be either with work or travel and stuff like that. So we will be back next year. Yeah, next year. And when we all come back from our vacations, probably on January 2nd, January 3rd, something like that. But we just want to let you know, everyone, that this is our last show for the year of 2018. And yeah, we'll be back on the first of the year. And probably in the first week of the year. And there's going to be more gay, geek, and bizarre stories. We're going to keep going this. And it's a pleasure to for us to send you all some stories that we give our opinions and our reactions to some of the bizarre stuff that we get to talk about. So yeah, from our podcast family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. And also go to facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre for our stories. Everything that we talked about, they're all on the Facebook page. So go to facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. And if you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com. And okay, this is me, right? Okay, so yeah, get greeting cards. We still can accept greeting cards. If you guys want to send holiday greeting cards, send it to gaygeekbizarre.com, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Podbean, Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
That's right. And go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next year. Bye.